Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens.
And now for the thrilling Lightning Jim adventure, Union Pacific. Back to the thrilling days of the Old West. At Deer Pass, a railroad crew of track layers and graders was pushing its way slowly westward across the open plains.
Another mile and you're through for the day.
Yay!
Now keep up the good work and we'll show them Chinamen on the Central Pacific what it takes to build a railroad.
Sure.
Come on now and lay your way taking them hammers.
Come on!
Come on there, Red. Take up that hammer and get to work. Now fast.
All right. Keep your shirt on, Tim.
Sure, and I'll keep my shirt on. But if I catch you and your partner loafing again, I'll be firing the both of you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you, Zeke?
Sure, I'm going.
Then be off with you. I've no time for loafers on this job. Come on, laddies, all to work now. Get to work. Oh, drill, my paddy, drill. Drill your carriers, drill. For it work all day. So sugar in your pay. Working on the
many moon ago, white man kill wolf paw brave, but they no catch wolf paw. Now, wolf paw have heap many new warriors to fight white man. Pinocchio, now, white man send fire horse through Indian land, have much food and guns. We go now to kill white man on fire horse.
Yeah. Yes, the hostile Indians of the far west were a constant menace to the sturdy pioneers who helped to build the first railroad across the open plains. It was a historic period when two great railroads began their race across the continent, one of the greatest engineering projects in history. Two groups of men representing the Central Pacific and the Union Pacific Railroad started from opposite directions across plains, mountains, and deserts in a great race against time. Assisting the government troopers and local peace officers to maintain and establish law and order in those pioneer days were the fearless and courageous United States Marshals. Those thrilling times come back to us now in the exciting Lightning Jim adventures. We join Lightning Jim, his deputy, Whitey Larson, their young friend, Johnny Carson, and Whitey's dog as they move along a trail near the railroad camp.
Whoa, thunder! Well, boys, there's a railroad camp down there below us.
Sure, Lightning. Well, what you think of it, Johnny?
Yeah.
Look, there comes Fire Horse.
Fire Horse? My, Johnny, that's a train Indian.
Indians say that, Fire Horse.
Oh, no, no, listen, Johnny. You ain't Little Bear no more, you know. You are Johnny Carson. You ain't no Indian. Now, yes, because you live with the Redskins for a while, that ain't no reason why you got to keep on talking like them, you see?
Yes, me understand. But me want to ride on Fire Horse.
Ain't no use, Whitey. Besides, I don't reckon there's much harm in calling an engine a Fire Horse, no how.
Oh, Blackie, come here, you little rascal. Oh, that's a good dog.
Hey, by the way, Whitey, you finally decide on a permanent name for your dog?
Oh, yeah, sure. I had plenty of trouble, though, making up my mind, to tell you.
Well, I gave you a good name.
Well, you wanted to call her Deputy.
Yeah. What was the name you had, Johnny?
Me wanted to call her Brave.
Yeah, that's a good name, too.
Well, that weren't so bad, you know, but all the boys and girls in our special reserves was the ones that helped me, though. I asked them to vote on a name they liked the best.
Uh-huh.
So when I counted all the votes, the name they thought the best is the same one I wanted. From now on, the dog's name is Black.
Well, he's a dark-colored dog, and I reckon Blackie suits are pretty good. What do you think, John?
Yes, that good name, too.
Yeah, and it goes with your name, too, Whitey.
Yeah, well, that's what I keep on seeing. You got your horse Thunder, and that makes Thunder and Lightning. And I got Blackie, and that makes Whitey and Blackie.
Looks like she agrees with you, Whitey.
Oh, she's plenty smart dog, I tell you.
See? Fire Horse, stop down there.
Yeah, let's move on down where we can get a better look. Come on, Thunder.
Get up, boy.
Get up. I'm glad you bring me along to see Fire Horse.
Well, I kind of figured you'd be interested, Johnny. Of course, you've seen a few railroad trains, but this one's more important.
Why?
Well, Johnny, them men down yonder are building the Union Pacific Railroad. And when it's finished, son, folks will be able to get on a train and ride clear out to California.
California? Where's that?
Oh, way, way out west, where the sun sets.
That's plenty long way for Fire Horse to go.
Sure is.
Johnny, for the last time I tell you, that's not the Fire Horse.
Me think so.
Come on, you two. Stop arguing. Let's get a move on it. Come on.
Zeke.
Yeah?
When we get back to camp, I got some important business to talk over with you.
What kind of business, Red?
How'd you like to join up with me to make some money?
Sure. What do you got on your mind?
Well, it's like this.
Hey, you two.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah.
Red. A while ago, I was after telling you that I'd fire you the next time I caught you loafing.
Who says we was loafing?
I do. And I'm saying that you're both fired here and now. In all me born days, I never seen two lazier louts than the two of you. Now get.
Sure. Sure, we'll clean out of here, Tim. But not before I've had my say. So me and Zeke is lazy louts, huh?
That's what I said. Now what are you going to do about it?
I'll show you what I'm going to do. Now take it.
Uh-huh. Sort of the fight you want. Well, how do you like this?
Oh. Hold on there. Hold on. Drop that club and reach for the sky.
Quick!
Sure. Don't shoot, mister.
Here's preservers. With Lightning Jim.
Sorry, Tim.
Jasper was aiming to clout you on the back of the head with that club.
Deke, you're a dirty, sneaking coward. And I've got a good notion to give you the passion of your life.
No, take it easy, Tim. I was only fooling. I wasn't going to hit you.
You're a liar, and you know it. Now get up on your feet, Red.
You're a brave man, Tim. A brave man. When you got a law badge to protect you.
Red, I'm giving you and Zeke just 5 minutes to clear out of this roadbed. And if I lay eyes on you again, I'll break every bone in your body.
Come on, Red, let's go.
Yeah, all right. We'll be leaving, Tim. But we'll be meeting up again.
Sure, and it'll be the worse for you if you do. All right, boys, come on. Get back on the job now. Hustle up. Get back to work now. Go ahead now.
Garish lightning, I'd like to give them both a good punch in the nose.
Never mind now. Why do you keep out of it?
Well, any eager ever hit the man behind his back, he's got the punch in the nose coming.
I sure may agree with you on that, Whitey. Certain 'tis rats like them that make me hair turn gray.
Still looks plenty red to me, Tim. Red hair and a red temper.
Sure, you're right, lightning. Ah, me temper'll be the death of me yet. But now tell me. What are you boys doing up here again?
Oh, just thought we'd mosey around, see how you was coming along building this railroad. Seems like you're moving along pretty fast, Tim.
Sure, and we are that. We've been breaking all records for laying track.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm. It's a funny thing, you know. But most of the workers on the Union Pacific is Irishmen like myself.
Yeah.
And most of the workers on the Central Pacific, they're Chinamen.
So it's Ireland against China, huh?
Right. Sure, and who's the fine little lad you got there with you?
Tim, I want you to meet up with a good friend of ours. This is Johnny Carson.
Well, hello, my lad. How are you?
Good. Me want to ride on Fire Horse.
Firehorse? Certain you talk like a redskin.
He used to live with the redskin.
Well, sure, he don't look like one.
No, Tim, he's a white boy, all right. But you see, when he was a baby, he was captured by Chief Wolfpaw.
Wolfpaw?
Yeah.
You mean that murdering redskin chief?
I sure do. Johnny lived with Wolfpaw's braves for quite a spell, didn't you, Johnny? Then Whitey and me and the troopers at Fort Anderson got after Wolfpaw and rescued Johnny. Took him back to Fort Anderson, found his real mother and father.
His name used to be Little Bear, but not as Johnny Carson.
Sure, and if I'd heard that story from anybody else, I'd say it was the biggest lie ever invented.
Well, it's true, Tim, every word of it.
Well, no. If you're looking for Wolfpaw, you sure have come to the right place.
What's that?
Lightning. We've been having the divil's own time with these redskins.
That's so?
They attacked at our workers and trains and run off with our supplies. And lately, we've been having trouble with a new band of them red divils. And they tell me it's Chief Wolfpaw.
Don't be nimminous, why. We ain't seen Chief Wolfpaw for a long time now.
Wolfpaw, funny bad Indian.
Sure, you're right about that, my son.
Well, Lightning, we come up here to see them build a railroad. But maybe we get the chance to catch Wolfpaw.
Well, boys, that's the work train going back to our camp at Deer Pass.
How far is the camp from here, Tim?
It's about 5 miles. Now, if you want to ride back with us, I can put your horses on the calves.
Me want to go.
All right, then, Johnny. You go along with Tim on the train. Whitey and me'll follow you in.
Sure, is that your pup, Johnny?
No, that's my dog, Tim. Her name is Blackie. Come here, Blackie.
From the looks of her, I'd say she's a fine dog, Whitey.
Hey, Blackie, you go with Johnny on the train, and I'll see you later.
Well, let me see you in camp, Lightning. Come on, son.
Hey, Lightning, why don't we go on the train, too?
Oh, Whitey, we can learn more about the country along the road bed riding the horses. Let's go, Thunder.
Get up, boy.
Son, how do you like riding on a real fire horse?
So funny fast.
Sure, you'd better hold on to that dog, son. Or first thing you know, he'll be jumping off in the train.
He was Blackie funny good. He don't like so much noise.
Say, look who's riding up the trail to the roadbed.
It's Lightning and Whitey.
Sure, it is. And it looks like they're running a race without train. Look at that black horse of Lightning. Go with you.
Thunder, funny fast horse.
I sure.
See? Thunder go faster than fire horse.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathy Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens.
Hey, Red.
Yeah?
You know, I'd sure like to hear old Baldy yell when he finds out we stole two of the horses from the team.
Yeah. Well, Tim was aiming to make us walk back to the camp, but that's where he got fooled.
Well, if it hadn't been for them law badges, I'd have sure got him.
Yeah. And that law badge was Lightning Jim.
Yeah?
I reckon Wolfpaw'd be mighty pleased to know that Lightning Jim is up here.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, him and the troopers have been on Wolfpaw's trail. If there's one hombre that Wolfpaw hates, well, it's Lightning Jim.
What's this business you was going to tell me about, Red?
Well, Zeke, I've been making some extra cash selling guns to the Redskins. Figured maybe you might want to join up with me.
Mighty risky, ain't it?
Sure. Glad I'm getting away with it. Wolfpaw needs guns. And he's got plenty of gold dust.
Holy smoke, Red. Look, it's Redskins. Wolfpaw.
It's Wolfpaw.
What jumping Jehoshaphat. Them Redskins is all decked out in war paint.
Oh.
Howdy, Chief.
What you do here?
I was just going back to camp.
You have more gun for Wolfpaw?
Oh, not now, Chief. But I'll get some.
Wolfpaw want more guns soon.
Sure. Listen, Chief. I got some good news for you. Your old friend, Lightning Jim, is here.
Lightning Jim?
Yeah. Him and his deputies back there with the crow.
Wolfpaw kill Lightning Jim.
Hey, Red.
What?
Look down below us on the other side of the roadbed by them cottonwoods.
Yeah, two riders. A congregation, it's Lightning Jim.
Yeah, sure.
Well, Chief, you wanted to get Lightning Jim? There he is down yonder heading for Deer Pass.
What he does? Wolfpaw get Lightning Jim now. What he does?
Well, Zeke, looks like the marshal's due for a little trouble.
Yeah.
Now, this will even our score with the law badges. And then we can take care of Tim.
This is pretty wild country to here.
That's right, Whitey. Them railroad men certainly got a tough job pushing the railroad through a real wilderness. But it's men like that that's helping to build this country, Whitey.
Yo, I think a deputy marshal is better off than them fellas working for the railroads.
Oh, Thunder, whoa.
Oh, boy. Hey, what's the trouble?
Look across the roadbed. Up at them boulders.
You, good evening. Redskins.
Come on, Whitey. We've got to make a run for it to the railroad camp. Let's go thunder.
Will Chief Wolfpaw capture Lightning Jim and Whitey? You'll hear the thrilling climax of this Lightning Jim adventure in part two, which follows immediately. And now for part two of the Lightning Jim adventure, Union Pacific.
Come here, Blackie.
What's the trouble, son?
Blackie barked at Fire Horse.
I sure he'd get used to the noise of an engine soon enough.
Look, Lightning Jim and Whitey come.
Good thing up. They're coming now.
Oh, Thomas.
Oh, boy. Jim, Indians.
Indians?
Yeah.
They see you, Lightning? They chase you?
Yeah.
Chased us to the head of the path.
How'd the Saints preserve it? How many were there?
Oh, about 50, I reckon.
Yeah, there were much more than 50.
Oh, we got to do something, Lightning. The graders are still out on the roadbed. We've got a supply train out. And if that's Wolfpaw, he'd be attacking soon.
Yeah. Tim, I got an idea.
Well, sure, now let's have it, quick.
You got an engine and two cars hitched up here, ain't you?
Ah, that's right.
Got any dynamite?
Ah, sure, we got plenty of it.
All right. We load the dynamite on the cars and run the train out through the path.
Ah, sure, but what good will that do?
Just this. When we get the train out in the clear, I figure we might be able to get Wolfpaw to attack.
Sure, yes.
Then we can set a fuse to the dynamite, unlock the cars, and run the engine back here.
Sure.
The Redskins will figure the supplies are on it, and if we're lucky, the dynamite will blow them to the happy hunting ground.
I'm sure it's a bold plan.
And that's what we need right now. What do you say, Tim?
All right, Lightning.
Come on, let's get that dynamite. All quick. Right.
Look, Zeke.
Yeah?
Those Jaspers are loading supplies on that train.
Yeah. They're going out to the graders, working on the roadbed.
Yeah. Zeke.
Yeah?
I got a hunch that engine's going to help us get even with Tim.
We got plenty of steam.
Good. One more load of dynamite, we'll be ready to pull out.
Sure, and I hope your idea works, Lightning.
Well, Wolfpaw and his Redskins are out there at the mouth of the pass right now. I figure if he sees this train come out, he'll think it's loaded with supplies and attack.
Yeah, but instead of supplies, he's going to get dynamite, Spike.
Right. As soon as we see the Redskins coming, we'll light the fuse to the dynamite, uncouple the cars, and bring the engine back here.
Sure, we can put some metal shields in the engine cab to give protection from the Redskins' bullets. Come on, Lightning, we'll get that last load of dynamite.
Yeah. Why do you and Johnny stay here at the engine and see that nobody gets in the cars? We won't be long.
Oh, sure, Lightning.
Say, Whitey.
Hey, all right, you on your neck.
You think Lightning let me ride in Fire Horse when you go up the Wolfpaw?
Oh, no, I don't think so, sis. There ain't no room in the cabin, and besides, that's too dangerous.
Me not afraid of Wolfpaw.
Oh, but you might get hurt. Anyway, you got to stay here and look after my dog. Hey, where is Blackie?
Blackie!
Hey, Blackie, come here, Blackie.
Blackie, afraid of Fire Horse.
Oh, don't worry, no, Blackie. This Indian won't hurt you, you know.
Put him up, mister. Hey, don't move. I got you covered. Get his gun, Zeke.
Yeah, sure. Hey, get that dog out of here.
I'll fix him.
Blackie! Blackie!
Hey, what's the idea, mister? You don't have to kick that dog, you
know. Shut up.
Hey, Red.
Why, he's a law bad.
Yeah, he was with Lightning Jim. Now grab that rope over there and we'll tie up these two.
Yeah, sure.
So, you was helping to load up supplies, eh, Lawbadge?
See, why you aiming to tie me up?
Because you won't cause no more trouble. We're going to tie up you and the kid, chuck you in the engine cab, and start up the engine. We'll give you two a nice train ride. Yeah. But there won't be no engineer.
Here's the rope, Red.
All right. Come on over here, Lawbadge. I'm going to tie you up good.
Blackie, you get Lightning. Oh, oh, Blackie. Oh. Oh.
Careful, Lightning. This dynamite is touchy stuff.
Yeah, I know. Well, reckon that's all, Tim.
Sure, now let's get back to the train and put this nice lord in the cars.
What's the trouble, Blackie?
Well, that's queer. I wonder why he came back here.
No.
Tim, listen. You hear that? I'm sure it's the engine. Just put it out.
Yeah, they'll wreck it. And that dynamite will blow them to bits. Oh. Come on, Tim, get your horse, quick.
Into the supply train and blow ourselves up. All the workers, too.
Whitey, all over. We have you.
We get back to back now and use our hands. We pull the ropes loose. Pull, Johnny! Pull! Johnny, I'll get you free in a minute. There you are.
Be free.
You see, we got to stop this engine. My girl, I don't know how the thing works. See, wait. I think I pulled some of these levers here.
No. My horse go faster.
I pull it the other way now.
That's good.
See, I think this one here must be the brake. Well, here goes.
Whitey, it's Lightning Jim.
Whoa, Thunder. Whoa. Hey, Lightning, you was almost too late. But we got loose and stopped the engine.
Good for you, Whitey.
What happened, Whitey?
Well, them two yeggers you was fighting come up and they got the drop on us.
Yeah?
They tied up by me and Yanni and started up the train. Well, they was getting out of the cab and one of them slipped and fell down. He grabbed the other fella and the two of them, they went down between the wheels.
Badman, you're plenty loud.
Shouldn't they had it coming?
Lightning! Indians over there!
You're right, son. There's redskins circling back of them trees. But they're still a mile away, so we got time to set the trap.
Yes.
Tim, you uncouple the cars from the engine.
Sure, I will.
Come on, Whitey. We'll set the fuse to the dynamite.
Sure.
Johnny can go in the engine with Tim. Whitey and me'll make our getaway on the horses. Let's go.
Here come the redskins, Lightning.
All right, boys. I'm lighting the fuse to the dynamite.
Jordan.
Go ahead, Tim. Pull out.
jump on your horse, Whitey. Easy, Thunder, easy, boy. Come on, Whitey. Let's go, Thunder.
Give up chasing you.
Yes, they're after the supplies on them two cars.
These Indians go on train.
Sure, but maybe the fuse went out.
Well,
they
hope it didn't.
Don't believe me, them redskins was blown all to pieces.
Right, it was light. And thanks be to heaven for that.
Yo, but see, look, there was an old kill.
Sure, the rest of them are running away. But I'm hoping Wolfpaw isn't among them.
Wolfpaw, bad Indian. But Lightning Jim, him plenty dynamite.
And so ends another thrilling chapter in the life of United States Marshal Lightning Jim Whipple and his deputy Whitey Larson.